Welcome to the Brick Bill Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build the habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brick. Build. Today is day 30. New faith. Total trust in Jesus' authority. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. my listening. Today we have a passage about how the Gentile army commander recognized Jesus' authority by comparing it to his own authority to a soldier. This is a sort of faith that Jesus has not found among his own people. This kind of faith also leads to the advancement of the gospel to the Gentiles in later time. The commander called Jesus as Lord and had that total trust. We also call Jesus as Lord. Do we have that total trust in Jesus' authority? What I got from Jesus today is a big, big reminder of our trust in him. There are so many times in life we have been caught up with unexpected crises. That lead us to feel insecure, depressed, and discouraged. If we have this kind of total trust in Jesus' authority, do you think we would still have that insecure, depressed, and discouraged feeling? Remember, when we address Jesus as our Lord, we really need to trust in our Lord's total authority, that nothing is impossible in him. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to have that total trust in your total authority. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, if you were one of the Roman army commander's soldiers, what would you think? What would that soldier who was being healed feel? What would Jesus' disciples feel? Number two, have you been caught up with an unexpected crisis leading you to feel insecure, depressed, and discouraged recently? Can you share about that so that you can pray for it right now? Number three, if you have this kind of total trust in Jesus' authority, do you think you would still have that insecure, depressed, and discouraged feeling? Family Corner. When was the last time your family had to trust in Jesus' authority in a time of crisis? How did you trust him? Or did you take matters into your own hands without waiting for his guidance? Let us bless the Lord.
Praise.